Here's a question in the halakha on Ta'anit Esther, or for that matter on another day of a Ta'anit where there is a Hatan in the Minyan, or let's say there's a Biyaben in the Minyan or a Sandak in the Minyan. So what are you going to do? After the Amidah, you're just going to say Yehishem? You're going to skip all the Sibichot and all the extras that you're supposed to say for the Ta'anit? So Hakam ben Siyona Bashaul holds like this: Hatan b'mechupato u'baal berit u'mila shetebe b'tekeneset b'ta'aniyot sibur b'shaharit ha'sibur omeret ha'vidui v'sibichot ha'miyuhadim nimei ha'ta'anit. You say vidui plus the sibichot that are designated for that first day. Ach en omrim nefilat apayim. Nefilat apayim they don't say, which means that David. Vechen lo omrim v'hurachum. That paragraph of v'hurachum mechepir avon, they skip as well. Aval anshe emuna abadu, and tamanu meraot, and elokenu v'lokavotenu atasenu kala, that's part of the silichot. So you say them. V'nehmarim afilu keshratan omila. So basically you're skipping nefilat apayim, and the paragraph of Vehu Rachum Yechaper Avon. But everything else you're saying. And Mincha on a Ta'anit Sibur, you can be Mekel to skip everything and just go straight to Yehishem. You don't have to say the Vidui, nor do you have to say the Firat Apayim as well, as long as you have a Baal Berit that's in the Minyam or a Hatan. B'Ta'anit Sibur, כל הקהל הקדוש מתפללים מנחה בתלית ותפילין. That's מנהג ארץ ישראל, like our מנהג. And that was the מנהג as well on all the תעניות ציבור. מי שאינו מתענה, somebody that's not fasting, לא יעלה להיות שס, he cannot be the חזן. וכן לא יעלה לתורה, לא שניגר עלייה, בין בשחרית בין במנחה. Even on a Monday and a Thursday, where the Sefer Torah anyway, he still shouldn't get an Aliyah because today it's a fast. Let's say his Kavanah, he knows he's not going to finish the fast. Even though right now he's fasting in Shacharit, but he knows he's breaking it because he can't fast. He should not go up for an Aliyah. The Kohanim make Kohanim in Mincha on a Ta'anit Sibur, even though they made Kohanim in Shacharit. And a Kohanim nosim kapim b'mincha b'ta'anit elam kimen palim ke-45 regaim kodim shkiyat ha-chama. They have to pray late. If they're praying 45 minutes, within 45 minutes to sunset, then they could pray Kohanim. However, which means basically what's going to happen is if they pray within 45 minutes, they'll be praying Kohanim within a half hour of Shekiah. That's the basic rule. That you can only make Kohanim and Mincha if it's a half hour before Shekiah. So you try to make the Mincha 45 minutes before Shekiah, between the Ketoret and the Sefer Torah and the Amidah and the Chazarah. By the time they get to Kohanim, it'll be within a half hour before sunset, and therefore it is permissible. That's the Ketechilah. However, if they prayed early from Plag Mincha b'di'avad, they could make Kohanim as well. But the Chataila, they should try to make the Kohanim within a half hour before sunset. Kohen she'eno mit'aneh, a Kohen that's not fasting, lo yisa kapav, cannot make Birkat Kohanim. However, he should walk out of the shul during the time of the Kohanim, so the people don't think that there's something wrong with him. Zman nisiat kapayim adalayla, you can make Birkat Kohanim until the night. Therefore, you have technically even the 13 and a half minutes after sunset to make the Birkat Kohanim. That's what Achim ben Siona Bashol writes in Chedek Bek Perechet Ot Yud Gimal, that you can make the Birkat Kohanim even during the Ben Hashem Ashur.